What blessings come to those who wait upon God. Those who wait upon the Lord will receive strength, for he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you need the refreshing of God's strength, wait upon the Lord. God's will for the Christian is that he live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. God has given detailed instructions for us to follow in living a holy life. Five of these principles are expressed in Psalm 37 in the form of divine imperative. If you would live a God-honoring life, you must trust in the Lord, delight in the Lord, commit to the Lord, rest in the Lord, and wait on the Lord. These principles are progressive, naturally leading the man of God from step to step toward spiritual maturity. Trust in God ends fretting and leads to delight in Him. Delight in the Lord dispels gloom and calls forth commitment to Him. Commitment to the Lord settles the question of confident allegiance and produces a restful reliance upon Him. Rest in the Lord leaves results to Him, and a contented wait on Him is the natural consequence. Waiting on the Lord is never disappointing. He always rewards His own. Why should we wait upon the Lord? Waiting on the Lord is an act of recognition of God's sovereignty. You see, God is in control of the world. He is working in human history. His work is never done on the spur of the moment, nor from a rash impulse, nor apart from His total purpose in human history. Everything God does is in accord with His grand redemptive design. Now, often His plan seems slow in development because God is not bound by time, as are you and I. But Christian believers are a part of God's plan. Your part in God's purpose may not yet be ready for development. But even if your heart's yearning, which He has put within, is not immediately settled, it does not mean that God has forgotten. No. A wise Christian recognizes that God's thoughts are not man's thoughts, but as the heavens are higher than the earth, so is God's thoughts and ways above man's thoughts and ways. Hence, the Christian can wait upon God's work, knowing full well that God is in sovereign control of the creation and working out His will in it. Waiting on the Lord is an indication of faith, for he who truly trusts God will be willing to abide by God's time. Impatience with God is an indication that one is not truly trusting. Since God is God, real faith will not presume to tell Him when and how to work. It will be content to wait His will. To wait willingly on God is proof that you really trust Him. Can you honestly pray, "Father, I commit to Your care this thing which lays heavy upon me. I leave it with You. Come Your answer soon or late, I will not fret, but will trust You to do for me when You know action should be taken." Now, such is the spirit of true faith. Faith is willing to wait on the Lord. How should we wait on the Lord? We should wait on the Lord with a spirit of patience. Psalm 40, verse 1 reads, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry." It is evident the psalmist was praying about some matter of great concern. He prayed over and again, but no answer had come. He testified, "I waited patiently for the Lord." He did not give up praying. He did not change his petition. He prayed and trusted God. His waiting was rewarded with the answer to the petition. "He inclined unto me and heard my cry." There is a great danger in impatience as one waits upon the Lord. Psalm 37, verses 7 through 11 warns of the sin of fretting against men, anger toward God, and involvement in other evil. But wait on the Lord. Wait patiently. God will reward the wait of the righteous. We should wait on the Lord with a spirit of dependence. How helpless we are when left to ourselves. In all spiritual matters, we must learn the principle expressed in Romans 7:18. "I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good things. Spiritual victories cannot be won in fleshly strength. We are dependent upon God. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Hear the testimony of Psalm 59, verse 9. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Wait with confidence that God will minister in your life. We should wait upon the Lord with a spirit of confidence. Do you believe that God answers prayer? Are you absolutely confident that God will answer your prayer? You must have such confidence as you wait on the Lord. The prophet Micah spoke of a time when great tragedy would strike. The family unit would be destroyed. Honesty would perish. Betrayal of relative by relative would become common. Parents could not trust children, nor could children trust parents. Husband could not trust wife, nor could wife trust husband. What can one do when the social and family order is in ruin? The prophet answered, "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Is this the kind of confidence with which you wait on the Lord? My God will hear me. You should wait on the Lord with the spirit of steadfastness. The admonition of the psalm is, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Now, while waiting for God to work in your life, do not waver from his assigned way. God promised to give Abraham a son through whom a great nation of people would descend. But when the son was not born to Sarah with the passing of the years, Abraham took a second wife to mother his child. But the child born to the bondwoman was not God's promised heir. Instead, he became the progenitor of a race of people who have been bitter enemies of the chosen people of God through all the generations since then. It does not pay to hasten ahead of God and thus depart from his way. All your life, set your will to steadfast waiting upon your God. What blessings come to those who wait upon God? Those who wait upon the Lord will receive strength, for he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you need the refreshing of God's strength, wait upon the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord will experience joy. What if it seem long that you wait for answered prayer or relief from problems? The day will assuredly come when you can say, "This is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Those who wait upon the Lord will find sufficient resources. Turn back to Psalm 37 and read verse 9 once more. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Now, what does it mean for the meek to inherit the earth? Not that they deposit its wealth in their bank account, nor claim ownership of its properties. No, to inherit the earth means that God pledges himself to provide for the needs of his people, whatever it is. All the wealth of the earth is available to supply his people. It is profitable to wait upon the Lord, isn't it? God will provide all you need, when you need, in the manner you need. Wait upon the Lord. Here are the 5 guidelines for godly living. Trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit to the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Observe that each principle is centered in the Lord God himself. Set forth these 5 principles as the controlling factors in your life, and you will live soberly, righteously, godly in the present world to the glory of God. For these are the guidelines for godliness.